Okay, folks, let's get ready for another edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing we love about it. It's that down-home, from-the-heart, honest music that we love. And on this show, I'm going to play the biggest hits of country legends from the 70s through the 90s, many of which will be on 45 RPM records or albums. So, time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Sleeping with the radio on.
Welcome to another adventure in classic country music on this show, Sweet Country Music. And coming up in the second half of this show, I'll be playing some songs designed for road trips. You know, pile a bunch of stuff in the car along with the kids and the dog and off you go. Those were the sweet sounds of Charlie McLean and her number four hit from the summer of 1981, Sleeping with the Radio On. How many of you have done that from time to time? Well, anyway, Charlie McLean, actually Charlotte McLean, began her musical career at the age of 12, and by the time she was 17, she was making her mark on the music world. By the way, Charlie is a nickname given to her by her friends when she was very, very young. It turned out to be a very good professional name. I open the set with Ricochet and their number one hit from 1996, Daddy's Money. Ricochet first hit our radios in late 1995 and racked up 17 hit records between 1995 and 2000. Daddy's Money was also their first music video, and it was shown on the Country Music Television Channel.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
After life.
out in the hot afternoon. Now the Bourbon Street lady sleeps like a baby in the shadow. Just a girl, and I'm just a guy in the room. Fall in love in a hot afternoon. We got high in the park this morning, and we said, without talking, then we came back here in the heat of the day, tired of walking. Where under her breath she hummed to herself a tune. Of love in the hot afternoon. Now the Bourbon Street lady sleeps like a baby in the shadow.
That is Gene Watson and something he did back in 1975 called Love in the Hot Afternoon. The song was a number three hit for the Texas singer-songwriter and stayed at number three for two solid weeks. Gene Watson was hot on the country music charts between 1975 and 1977. The state of Texas has its own Country Music Hall of Fame, and in 2002, Gene Watson became a member. Now, I've played Loretta Lynn's songs before, but I just saw the 1980 movie about her life, Coal Miner's Daughter, starring Sissy Spacek. So, when Honky Tonk Girl came on, I thought to myself, I just have to add it to this edition of Sweet Country Music. Honky Tonk Girl from 1960 was Loretta Lynn's very first hit record on the Zero record label. The song launched her into country music history.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die. But I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Can't be late. I leave in plenty of time. Shaking hands with the clock. I can't. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. Put mine on my finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. And I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. Dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones.
There's a song you can really dig. Oh, that's silly. That's Randy Travis and his number one hit from late 1985 called Digging Up Bones. Not only did the song land at number one in the United States, but also landed at number one in Canada. Randy Travis is a pretty amazing guy. Not only is he a classic country music star, but a pretty good actor as well, and has appeared in a lot of TV shows and movies over the years. I opened the set with Alabama and a song they did from 1992, I'm in a Hurry and I Don't Know Why. It was a number one hit for the Alabama group, one of 27 number one hits they had between 1980 and 1992. Not bad for a Fort Payne, Alabama band that has won just about every award you could think of, and they're still popular today. Heck, I can devote an entire show to music just from Alabama.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Cowboys ain't easy to love and they're harder to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and each night begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young, he'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars or drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. They never stay home and they're always alone, even with someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings,
little warm puppies and children and girls of the night. Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take it.
He ain't wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
There's a solid number four hit record in 1973 for a Greensboro, North Carolina country legend. Sweet Magnolia Blossom is the name of the song, and it's from Billy Crash Craddock. Now, when his musical career began, he was known as a rockabilly artist in the 1950s, but switched to more contemporary country music in the 1970s, and that's when he picked up a lot of hit records. In fact, he picked up three number one hits between 1974 and 1976. And by the way, the nickname of Crash was given to him when he was a running back for his high school football team. I opened a set with a 1978 classic country duet from Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson Mamas, Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. It was a massive country hit record, landing at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Songs record chart and staying at number one for 4 weeks. The song also won the 1979 Grammy Award for the Best Country Performance by a Duo or Group.
Sweet country music.
Got a comedy break coming up in a couple of minutes, so let's go up to it with Sawyer Brown.
I feel tears welling up cold and deep inside, like my heart's full of big break. And a stab of loneliness, sharp and painful, that I may never shake. You might say that I was taking it hard since you wrote me off with a call. But don't you wager that I'll hide in sorrow when I may lay right down and fall. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running to love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartache and the winner loses all. Never once suspecting what the final result would be. Now I lived in fear of waking up each morning, finding that you're gone from me. There's aching pain in my heart for today was the one I hated to face. Somebody new came up to win her and I came out in second place. Now the race is on and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartaches going to the inside. My tears are holding back there and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running, true love scratched for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches and the winner loses all. Trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratch for another's sake. The race is on and it looks like heartaches. And the winner loses all. The winner loses all.
That's Sawyer Brown and their number five hit record from 1989. The race is on. The group racked up 51 hit records between 1984 and 2005, and the story of their success reads like a dream come true. In 1983, they auditioned for the syndicated TV show Star Search and won the grand prize of $100,000 and a record contract with Capitol Records. They had their first hit record a year later. See? Dreams do come true. Well, I have a comedy break coming up next on this edition of Sweet Country Music. And this time, you're going to be getting a little bit of a history lesson from the comedy duo of Homer and Jethro. Well, we all need a good laugh now and then. And this Homer and Jethro record will hopefully give you a couple of them. I'm Larry Kratner, your host for Sweet Country Music. We'll be right back.
Laugh track.
In 1959, we took a little hike with our scoutmaster down to Lake Onega Night. We took a little pizza and we took some sauerkrauts, and we marched along together till we heard the Girl Scouts.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
And I was mad cause me mother sent me up here.
Well, we crap up to the water and we see the girls a-swimming. There must have been 100 of them, pretty young women. They looked so fine, even birds forgot to sing. We laid down in the poison oak and didn't say a thing.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Hey, but one of you fellas scratched my back.
Well, our counselor said we could take them by surprise if we didn't say a word till we looked them in the eyes. We kept real still and we had our eyes glued. We saw how they were dressed. They were swimming in the well now.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit didn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them. Lake and Lake and Ike all the way to Buffalo.
Hey, fellas, wait for me. Well, we ran right after them till everyone was pooped. So we rested for a minute and our forces we regrouped. And then we saw the girls behind some evergreens, captured by a company of United States Marines.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Ah, them big guys get everything.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them. From Lake and Eagle Nike all the way to Buffalo.
A rooty toot toot, a rooty toot toot. We are the boys from the Boy Scout troop. We don't smoke and we don't chew and we don't go with the girls that do.
Hey, I was a Boy Scout. Never had that kind of experience. Hope you enjoyed this sweet country music comedy break. And this time I played a 1959 novelty hit record from Homer and Jethro, The Battle of Cucamonga. It was a parody of Johnny Horton's hit record, The Battle of New Orleans. In the 1950s, Homer and Jethro were regular performers on a radio show called the WLS National Barn Dance on 50,000 watt WLS in Chicago.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Now, how many of you have taken a road trip with the kids and heard this?
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Oh, I'll bet you've heard that a few times. Well, here we go. Another sweet country music feature presentation. And what I'm going to play now are a couple of real nifty road trip songs. Are we there yet? Ugh.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Thank you.
don't forget to leave the kitchen light on. Pack your bags, hit the trail. Tell the neighbors to pick up the mail. A nice couple down at the end of the street with the pink flamingo did the willow tree. Put your silver key into my cold ignition. Burn a little rubber with me. Road tripping. Head for the nearest beach. Do a little skinhead dipping. Gonna get wild and free. Road tripping. Road tripping. Road tripping with me. Heading south, swerving about, cause I'm chasing that crowd and in my mouth. Cake and cornbread and sipping on sweet tea. I got the fuzzy dice, the bob and dog, the little pine tree fresher and the radio on. It doesn't get any better than this. Pretty baby, how's about a kiss? Pretty baby, how's about a kiss? Put your silver key into my cold ignition. Burn a little rubber with me. Road tripping. Head for the nearest beach. Do a little skinhead dipping. Gonna get wild and free. Road tripping. Road tripping. Road tripping with me. Silver key into my cold ignition. Burn a little rubber with me. Road tripping. Head for the nearest beach. Do a little skinhead dipping. Gonna get wild and free. Road tripping.
Yeah, we've all done that. You know, you pack the kids in the back seat and hope for the best. And of course, as soon as you leave the driveway, they're saying, are we there yet? That's our Sweet Country Music feature presentation for this edition. And I thought I'd play a couple of songs perfect for those road trips where you pack the kids in the car and off you go. That song kind of says it all. That was Steve Werner and something he did back in 1998 called Road Trippin'. The song talks about a lot of things many of us do when we hit the road. Tell the neighbors to pick up the mail, leave a light on in the house, check to see if the stove is off. How many of you have done that? I know I've done a lot of those things and more. I opened the set with Willie Nelson and one of the most widely known road trip songs out there, On the Road Again from 1980. The number one song was all about a musician traveling around the country playing different musical venues. The song won a Grammy Award and was featured in the 1980 Willie Nelson movie, Honeysuckle Rose. By the way, the kids singing Are We There Yet? Were courtesy of ABC Kid TV.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
Put all the money in and let it roll again.
When you're hot, you're hot.
Just getting ready to roll them again when I heard something behind me. I turned around and there was a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm gonna have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah,
when you're hot, hot,
you're hot.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
us into court, I couldn't believe my eyes. The judge was a fishing buddy that I recognized. I said, hey, judge, old buddy, old pal, I'll pay you that $100 if you get me out of this spot. So he gave my friends a little fine to pay. He turned around and grinned at me and said, 90 days, Jerry, when you were hot, you were hot. And I said, thanks a lot.
When you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You let my friends go free and throw the book at me. He said, well, when you're hot, you're hot. I said, well, I'll tell you one thing, Judge, old buddy, old pal. If you wasn't wearing that black robe, I'd take you out the back of this courthouse and I'd try a little bit of your honor on. You understand that, you hillbilly? Who's gonna collect my welfare? Pay for my Cadillac? What do you mean, contempt of court?
Thumb away from L.A. back to Knoxville. I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. Tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone. Smoky Mountain rain keeps on falling. I keep on calling her name. Smoky Mountain rain, I'll keep on searching. I can't go on hurting. Rain. I waved a diesel down outside a cafe. He said that he was going as far as Gatlinburg. I climbed up in the cab all wet and cold and lonely. I wiped my eyes and told him about her. To find her, can you make these big wheels burn? Smoky Mountain rain keeps on falling. I keep on calling her name. Smoky Mountain rain, I'll keep on searching. I can't go on her. Can't blame her for letting go. A woman needs someone warm to hold. I feel the rain running down my face. I'll find her no matter what it takes.
That's Ronnie Millsap and his number one hit from 1980, Smoky Mountain Rain. It was one of a long list of number one hits the North Carolina singer-songwriter would have between 1974 and 1989, with a number of awards under his belt as well. Ronnie Millsap also had six hit records on the pop charts, including Smoky Mountain Rain. I opened the set with good old Jerry Reed and one of his three number one hits he would have, When You're Hot, from 1971. His two other number one hits were Lord, Mr. Ford, from 1973, and She Got the Gold Mine, I Got the Shaft, from 1982. Jerry Reed was hot on the record charts long before he co-starred in the 1977 blockbuster movie Smokey and the Bandit.
WTBR.
Sweetie Country Music.
Feet above the desert floor, I see it there below. A city with a legend, the West Texas city of El Paso, where long ago I heard a song about a Texas cowboy and a girl, and a little place called Roses where he used to go and watch this beauty world. I don't recall who sang the song, but I recall the story that I heard. And as I look down on the city, I remember each and every word. The singer sang about a jealous cowboy and the way he used a gun to kill another cowboy, then he had to leave El Paso on the run. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, the cowboy lived and rode away, but love was strong, he couldn't stay. He rode back just to die in that El Paso sand. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, I try not to let you cross my mind, but still I find there's such a mystery in the song that I don't understand. My mind is down there somewhere as I fly above the badlands of New Mexico. I can't explain why I should know the very trail he rode back to El Paso. Can it be that man can disappear from life and live another time? And does the mystery deepen cause you think that you yourself lived in that other time? Somewhere in my deepest thoughts, familiar scenes and memories unfold. These wild and unexplained emotions that I've had so long, but I have never told. Like every time I fly up through the heavens and I see you there below, I get the feeling sometime in another world I live in El Paso. El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, could it be that I could be the cowboy in this mystery that died there in that desert sand so long ago? El Paso City, by the Rio Grande, a voice tells me to go and see, another voice keeps telling me maybe death awaits me in El Paso. El Paso City.
I call collect on the phone. You say you're tired and alone, but it sounds like someone else is lying there. She said, don't call me no more, don't you knock on my door. It's too late now and I know you'll never change. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got a sexy smile and Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas, and you taught me how to say I just don't care. She said, just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone, 'cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more. I changed the locks on my door, and it's time you understand that we are through. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got a sexy smile and Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas, and you taught me how to say I just don't care. You're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got a sexy smile and Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas, and you taught me how to say I just don't care. Yes, you taught me how to say I just don't care.
That's Mel Tillis and his number one song from 1979, Coca-Cola Cowboy. The song was featured in the 1978 movie Every Which Way But Loose, starring Clint Eastwood. He also appeared in several other movies, including Smokey and the Bandit No. 2 and Cannonball Run, to name a few. You may also be a fan of his daughter, Pam Tillis, who is a country music star in her own right. I'll be the set with Marty Robbins and El Paso City from 1976. It was a sequel to his 1959 number one hit, El Paso, and also hit number one in 1976. Now, here's a piece of music trivia. It is said that Marty Robbins came up with the idea for the song El Paso City while he was flying over El Paso.
Sweet country music.
Okay, music lovers, here's a challenge. While this song is playing, try and figure out who it is. Now, if you come up blank, you won't believe who it is. Here we go.
Somewhere to the south of New York City lies the friendly state of Tennessee. Down in Nashville town, I met a pretty, made a pretty big fool out of me, and they call her Sally, Sally G. Why do you wanna do the things you do to me? You're my Sally, Sally G. You took the part that was the heart of me, Sally G. Nightlife took me down to Prince's Alley, where Sally sang a song behind the bar. I ran my eyes across her as she sang a tangled mind. I used to love to hear her sweet guitar, and they called her Sally, Sally G. You wanna do the things you do to me? You're my Sally, Sally G. You took the part that was the heart of me, Sally G. Me and Sally took off, things began to look up.
started lying. I could see our love was dying. I heard a voice say, move along. If she ever really understood, I never thought to ask her what the letter G stood for, but I know for sure it wasn't good. And they called her Sally, Sally G. Why do you wanna do the things you do to me? You're my Sally G. Took the part that was the heart of me. Sally G. Take it, chaps.
Did you ever figure out who was doing the song called Sally G?
Sally G.
Well, if you guessed Paul McCartney from the Beatles, you hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, Sally G.
Yeah, Sally G was done by Paul McCartney and Wings in 1974, and Sally G was actually a country hit, landing at number 51 on the Billboard Hot Country Songs record chart. Well, this edition of Sweet Country Music is all over, but I had a chance to play some really cool stuff like, let's see, Randy Travis, Charlie McLean, the band Ricochet, and a little comedy from Homer and Jethro called The Battle of Cucamonga. Oh, boy. Some of the stuff we do around here is a lot of fun. I'm Larry Craig, your host of Sweet Country Music. Give us a like on Facebook. Love to hear from you. Talk to you next time on this amazing radio station.